417, the 7th of September 2021. Q&A launch new book https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=jive1dick9q rescued by extraterrestrials. Elena Danan kept contact all her life and wrote the bestseller, A Gift from the Stars. We Will Never Let You Down follows up by depicting contacts the author had with Commander Val Valiant Thor and her journeys through this solar system. Written at the brink of a new era, this book is a testimony of the presence and dedication of benevolent extraterrestrials protecting Earth. This book includes also precious messages from Commander Thor Hanerjin from the Galactic Federation of Worlds, revelations about Valthor's sojourn in the Pentagon, his relation with Dwight Eisenhower, his stay in Russia, the political background involving secret treaties with the Grey Alliance and the complex underlying alien-human diplomacy. Astonishing details, unknown until now, are revealed in this book. Tonight I'm going to introduce you to the release of my new book We Will Never Let You Down. I never realized the whole meaning of the expression releasing a book. I mean it's releasing, exhausted. For nearly a year I've been working so hard, night and day and especially nights to offer to share with you and to offer to you another gift. What is this gift? Well, this book comes just after that one. I wrote this one who came out Mount in September 2020. Since I've written it in 4 months like super speed, it was published first week of September 2020, so it's just a year, just on a cycle. We Will Never Let You Down. What is it about? It is about everything that happened to me since A Gift from the Stars was released, and a lot happened to me, and a lot happened for the world and the planet. It has been such an adventure. It's not over, but I needed a stage to just put the closure to this book and just share it with you, because the adventures were piling and piling and piling. I'm going to introduce you to this story. The best way I found is to go with you through the introduction of this book through the drawings. How did this book came about? I published A Gift from the Star in September 2020 and contact we really intense with Thor Han, Myra, and Axe. And I want to especially thank one of my friends Vince, who told me you should try to get Val Thor in contact, ask Thor Han. Thor Han said oh I don't know him personally. He's on Venus. I'm no contact with him. But he said I'm gonna put a request out. So the request was put out and I mean for 2 months it was like yeah. It was in October and 2 months it was like no news. And Thor Han told me you know what just give up. Because, he said I've heard Thor doesn't want to talk to people to Terrans. He's just done with the email ready. Oops. And he said but we never know. On December 5th 2020. So this is Val Thor on the cover of the book, and Venus in the background behind him, so September 5th 2020 I got a message from Thor Han. He said hey you know what? Guess what went to come up? He said, I've got a surprise for you and I went oh my god so okay, I got ready and he pinned me up. And when I arrived on the station in the beam room in one of the beam pods and the station was Thor Han and these two guys. So here is a drawing. This was Val Thor and his brother Don. So these two guys were there and I was totally smitten, because Val Thor had certain aura and I've noticed when they are promoted to the grade of commander and even in the hierarchy the aura changes, their power increases. It's absolutely amazing. I've met other commanders and it's the same, they have such an aura that is very intimidating, not mentioning High Commander Ardana, who leads everyone on the battle station. I mean her aura is just magnificent. We're going to talk about her later. 418, and Thor Han as well becoming commander has also changed Aurora. We went for a chat on the station and we sat in this place. Image we had a chat and I started to ask him about his time in the Pentagon and everything related to the Grata Treaty and there was a moment when I totally felt like overwhelmed, and I just cracked up and I said can you give people signs and proves that you are here and that you are working for us? Val Thor is part of the Council of Five is affiliated to the not assigned to the Council of Five, but he works for the Federation. Because you know they work all together and they thought told me, well I wasn't. I was very very shaky and that's the moment that inspired me to write a book about it with their consent. Of course that moment when I was totally emotional and Valthor took me hands and told me this sentence that is the title of the book, we will never let you down, we never had and we never will. This was a revelation, this was the most powerful thing I've ever heard, the most healing reassuring thing I never ever heard before, and he told me also this thing that became a very famous sentence. He told me that night, we cannot liberate a slave who holds on to his chains, meaning we need to do a part of the work in the ground here. So all of this conversation is in the book, and then I was invited on Venus 3 weeks later, just a day following the New Year's Eve, I was invited on Venus. I beamed up on Thorhan's ship, and Thorhan's command ship is a bit different. It's not a flying saucer, it's like this. The Thorhammer, that's if that's the shape of the ship. So we went to Venus. We went very slowly. He didn't let me drive, allowed me to try this time. He went very slowly, because he wanted me to enjoy leaving Earth and passing by the sun. And you know, just a loop and go back towards, turn towards Venus. It was magnificent trip, too short. We arrived on Venus. Venus looks like, depending on the light, like brown copy of Earth, which is like clouds. It's totally clouds, it's brown with purple and blue shades. But that's the clouds, that's not the ground. The ground is calcinated, just dark and brown, and it's very dark. And underneath on the surface of Venus, even in on the light side, you know why, because of the clouds, it's heavy and it's sulfuric acid. So that the light bounces off it, and the few rays of sun who manage to go through the atmosphere Venus are captured there, because if they manage to go through it thrace like light a cloud area or bit holes, not really, you know, lighter thinner, and the light can go through the sunlight, it is then trapped, and it's the greenhouse effect, and it bounces under the clouds and it becomes hotter and hotter and hotter and harder. So that's Venus for you, it's not the tropical paradise you've been told. So nothing. No life form can strive on the surface of Venus, no carbon-based life forms, only acidic life forms, and strive in the clouds actually, but they're really primitive life forms. Everything is underground. Image, I explained who lives there on the ground, so many different races. That's another drawing, that's the entrance of an underground base. You see a top of a dome. So you enter it in this half crater, it's a crater that is halved. So you go inside in this tunnel and you arrive in underground city. There are plenty of them. It's all underground and the sky is artificial, it's a biodome. The sun, they have a fake sun which is a Vril generator powered by antimatter and the fake clouds. It's like you're not underground, it's like you are like under real sky, but it's not. It's very impressive. So we went there. There were soldiers, guards who were waiting for us, and they took us in anti-gravity car. I love the uniform of the Venusian guards. They have this kind of helmet who looks like a Greek helmet, very beautiful. We have been taken to Valthor's mansion, Anax was with us. Valthor received us and it was quite a beautiful mansion. You see Anax. Thorhan, that's me and that's Val. We were having a conversation and he gave me all the details, then more details about the Greta Treaty and the way the Galactic Federation and the Council of Five are involved in the affairs of Earth. 419, I was a bit sick the because of difference of gravity and pressure, and I met one of his daughters. He has two daughters, two sons, Armani. She brought me a drink that stabilized my molecular structure and adapted me to the gravity and the pressure there, so I could stay for a while. I met Yuzelso, Valthor's wife. She is wonderful, beautiful, of such a brilliant intelligence. This is Gillian, his wife. Isn't she gorgeous? She is absolutely magnificent person. I had a lot of conversations with her, and from the terrace where I went with her and there was in the background could see the town and a building, and on the building I could notice there was this Egyptian sign, the Ankh, and she said, oh that's a generator. There's a generator, the pyramid, and then the Vril temple. It's a school, it's a spiritual center, and it's linked with the generator, it's like a temple. So then we start talking about spirituality. So the Venusians are very much into spirituality and the source, the connection to the energy to Vril. They are all a lot about life force, the force, you know, like the Jesus and stuff. We cleared confusions about Christianity. The Venusians are absolutely not in any religions of Earth whatsoever. They are, these ones aren't Allahs. Actually, Jillian is a hybrid between Tal and Sirius B, so she looks a bit like Myra, but she's more human-like. This is another picture of her when I went for a second time and we were invited in Thea Gardens. You see the similarities with Myra a bit, a triangular face and big eyes, but the profile she looks more human than Syrian. And another the second time Thorhan allowed me to drive the ship, but he had secured the route dot, so that was funny. We have all the adventures, with the near to crush on Mars and everything. It's all in the book. That's another drawing of us, Thorhan and I on Venus in Valthor's house with Jillian and himself talking there. We spoke a lot about Eisenhower, of course, some about everything that happened, and he told me about the races, that were the, that meeting Eisenhower and his administrations, WIC races it was. He spoke about all the programs. He started secretly with the US Navy and the Pentagon to build our own defense fleet against the Nebu. So all this is explained. This is a lovely portrait I did of Laura and her great-granddad. Who are these aliens, who met with Eisenhower and his administration? So this is the first good group from the Federation. There were more than this. But that's to represent the race. You have here an AHL officer, a Numite officer, an IMA there. They're all officers. IMA the from Tor City, IRA Hill from Tigata from ERA, Amit from Wolf 424, and these two are Celosi from Alpha Centauri. They send the Celos, the Alpha Centauri people first, because they looked more like us and the Alpha Centauri people, the Celosi and the Metans, they were here as well. Some stayed there to start working with the military on Solar Warden, later giving us technology and building our defense force that became a few decades later the Earth Alliance. That's the good group. The bad group, of course, there were the MJ-12 made agreements with the Dark Fleet. But these Aerith aliens who came in the second 1955, three different groups. You have here Doenxrig from Zeta Reticuli. They are different races. And that's Uniban from Bethelgeuse. Zeta Reticuli Do and Xrog are very altered genetically by the Iban, and Xrog you recognize Bob Skinny Bob or Shant Bahali is the same, it's the Nebu, part of the Nebu, the domain. The Iban from Betelgeuse are pure assholes. They have a nose, a big nose. In my book A Gift from the Stars there's an Iban drone. But you can't really see the nose, because it's more flat and large. I drew this one from facing and you can see better. The Iban are really bad, they are the worst in the Nebu. Q. Is Valthor part of the military helping free Earth? 420. Yes, he is. He's only dealing with high officials at a very high level. So yes, he's part of the Earth Alliance and he was probably there on Jupiter when there were the agreements. He's still working for us to free us, but undercover. He is not contacting anyone and you know why. Because he's had his content with people using him to write books about him to promote the religions and stuff like that. He has had enough with that, because, these beings they are very charismatic and they're very interesting and fascinating. So it attracts everyone around and they like adored and stuff and that's the last thing they want, is to be adored. So they are going to redraw, because they don't want to be adored and used as a model. But has working very very hard on behalf of the Council of Five and also in coordination with the Federation. Why the Council of Five? Because Venus is under the conscription of the Council of Five. The Council of Five manages Venus. Each town has a governor and they are relaying to a motor ship off the Council of Five on the orbit of Venus, and that's where the government is of Venus. It's not on the ground, because Venus there's no urbanism. There may be tunnels ruling the cities together, but there's not a central capital, a city. It's not done like that. The center, the political center, it's a mothership in orbit of Venus. That's where representatives of the Council of Five are. And it's a government of federated cities, with each city as a governor. Valthor is governor of his own city. And so to remove confusions, there's no queen on Venus, no king. It's no royalty that's legends. Q. Is all the conversation telepathic? No, it's spoken as well. With Thorhan when we meet it's spoken, when we communicate of course see telepathic. Valthor had his way of communicating which was troubling at the start. It was and spoken language and telepathy, that was really disturbing at the start, because I would hear him with my ears but in the same time hear the same thing in my head like an echo. That's the weirdest thing. But I got used to it interestingly quite quickly, that's how he does in many extraterrestrials do the dot Anax does that when I'm physically with him. He speaks, it's mostly telepathy but he likes to speak spoken language, because for me it's more grounding to have also the spoken language. But they do both and Valthor does both simultaneously. That's how he does and his wife as well. So that's obviously something the Venusians do. They speak telepathy for sure and doubled with spoken language when they want. Q. Are there structures on Venus moons? I haven't been made aware that Venus had moons. Q. Are people from Venus pure love beings? Of course they are pure love beings, but not only. They are people like us of flesh and bones. Thier mainly Talbot you have colony of Ael. You have a colony of Coeli from Alpha Centauri and Metans as well from Alpha Centauri. You have a big colony of Metan actually from Alpha Centauri. They are on Venus since so long that they are really called Venusians. Well everyone who's on Venus at the moment they are really called Venusians, although nobody is or originally from Venus. You can't live on it. Venus had life very long time ago. But it hasn't had the time to develop and because there was kind of wars in the star system. Q. How long is the trip? 421. It can be 5 minutes. But 5 minutes is the shortest. The first time when Thorhan took me three it was 20 minutes. It went very slowly for me to enjoy the journey. But normally 5 minutes and they can even teleport there. Q. Do they have animals there? Yes, they have animals there in the underground cities. I remind you that nothing lives on the surface of Venus. They have pets, they do not eat animals. So they do not raise animals for eating. They are all vegans, all evolved races. Reptilians are not. They have birds on Venus, so they brought birds from their world of course. I haven't seen them booty no there are birds, I've heard them. Q. How do they welcome you? They go by the protocol of the Galaxy Federation, which is the hand under the chest on the heart chakra and bending like this. You don't look down. You look the person in the eyes, hand on the heart chakra and you make heart contact by the eyes like this, with officers, with technicians, with anyone, it's the way we only call heart to heart, and we look at each other. There's no one looking up and the other are down, it's equal. We look into the eyes of each other and we put the hand on the heart chakra and we bow. I respect I honor you and you honor me. That's the way of the Tami of saluting. It's very nice, I like it. Journey to Jupiter I went on Jupiter. That's me in Thorhan's ship, the command ship approaching Jupiter. Why did he go on Jupiter, for non-Jupiter? Because he reports to high officers there and he also reports the activities of the Galactic Federation to the Ashtar Command, because on Jupiter in the upper atmosphere between layers of atmosphere there is a town, a city floating city, something extraordinary. It's really, really huge and town in it, it's absolutely incredible. This floating city is the siege of the Ashtar Command in this star system. I am reminding you that the Ashtar Command are the good guys. The Ashtar Alliance are the bad guys. The Ashtar Command is a mercenary force that helps anyone who wants help to fight against the Nebu, the Orion group. So the Galactic Federation hired them. They have nothing to do with the Galaxy Federation, although they are working together with them and following the same rules and so there's a detachment. There's an outpost of the Ashtar Galactic Command on Jupiter. And this town, this floating city is like a huge mothership, and it can really take off and go, if there's a problem. The level of security in it, it's like mental, it's like incredible. There's no safer place than that. As you approach it, well, even as you approach the orbit of Jupiter, suddenly they make contact and they are going to scan you. They scan the ships that approach. And if you have any implant, they stop you, they block you. So I was in the ship with Thorhan and the ship was stopped from descending in the atmosphere. I asked what's happening and Saladin, who is an Irahal pilot, part of Thorhan's crew. He said Olena has an Agaroth implant and they want to know everything about it. That's true, Anax had put in me an implant to protect me and I'm telling about it in the book. I show a photo of the mark of the implant. And though they detected that although we were in orbit off Jupiter, it's huge distances. They detected that, so we had to explain and they scanned me and I didn't feel anything. I didn't even know it was scanned and that's okay. The thing is, as you approach you are in their field of control, your mind is monitored, anything you see, anything you think, it's monitored and I hated it. There are two strands of telepathy. The thought fields that can interconnect with the thought field of another person, and the spoken telepathy which is a quantum connection, a mind to mind, and then, 422, you speak to the other person, it's a spoken telepathy. It's very difficult to isolate just spoken telepathy from the thought field and the emotional field. Thought field it's same, well it's, the thought field from the brain and the emotion field from the hearts, two globes and it's interconnected. So these two you have to shut them down and tell them shut up and just use your spoken language telepathy. That's so hard. It's so hard. This is the inside, you see the clouds, and it's very dark because the sunlight doesn't go here, doesn't go through. All sorts of people in there. So that's here, you see that's an employee personnel of the Ashtar Command, this one is a Sirius B person with a triangular face. They're quite small. There's a drawing here just that shows the difference between an Ahl, Tal and Ashkeli from Sirius B. That also removes the myth of the Ashtar officer being like a blondie in a pastel color pajama. Nothing are small people with triangular faces. The security is so high there, this can constantly monitoring. They monitor your energy field and especially your emotional field. Emotions are frequencies and they try to pick the frequencies of ear and stress and anger. Also that means there's someone somewhere wants who's up to no good and this will be intervened. And there are controls there. So there are synthetic androids who just roam the place and just control you all the time also. Very scary. And she just wanted to know about men. She just spoke by telepathy to Saladin and he said no it's fine, she just control who where. Because Terrans are not really allowed here. It's a whole town, so city, police and there are of course recreational areas. So this is one, this is Abar. We were waiting for Thorhan with Saladin. Anti-gravity tables and chairs, plasma spheres as lights that floats everywhere. You can even move them, it's not hot. It's just static but you can't burn yourself. You just touch it and it's like helium balloons is going to bounce somewhere else. That's all in this facility that happened. Agreements, yes, that's the because the security very like mental. The Galactic Federation has a facility there, a place, an area that where they conduct diplomatic meetings. It's for diplomatic encounters with different people who come from everywhere in the galaxy. And that's where the Jupiter agreements of July 14th and 17th were made in this place. Q. Are they enjoying a glass of wine? They don't drink alcohol, because it's lowering the frequency a lot and it would burn their digestive system. They do not do fermented drinks or alcohol. But they drink something which is ionized liquids and it makes you fuzzy, like a bit dizzy but tipsy. But it's not lowering your vibration. Q. How is the city called in Tamian English? I don't know. I know the name for city Shana that means city. I don't think it has a name, they call it the Jupiter outpost. They don't give names to cities. Q. Skinny Bob is supposed to be Imother or Eben from Serpo. But you think he's Zeta? The Imothers are taller. There's a small class of Imothers but the ones who contacted people here in the good group, the first group of the Federation and they're taller. The Ibananise people too. I've been told Skinny Bob was a Zeta. There have been IMAVs in contact with the Pentagon and the U.S. Navy, and non-good side ANTHI have been working with other governments. 423. The small greys who abducted me were looking like him, especially the captain of the ship ANTHI had the same black uniform, glossy and same body and everything. So skinny Bob is not an IMAV there. IMAV don't look like this, they are taller. The Ebon from Serpo, oh my god, they're so cute. They're so nice, they're lovely. They're really lovely. They work with the Council of Five. Anax has Ebon helpers, Ebon, not an Ebon. Ebonites from Betelgeuse, Ebonites from Serpo. I'll show you the difference between a Zeto and an Ebon. Image 52 hours 54 minutes. You see Zeta, and he really looks like skinny Bob and an Ebon from Serpo. Q. Will we get to travel to Jupiter in this lifetime? I think so. Things are moving forward very, very quickly. Q. Do you know when or how these facilities, both based on Venus and Jupiter, were originally constructed? On Jupiter it's simple. You can't build anything on the really surface because it's a gaseous planet and there's a core which is so dense, I mean the gravity there will kill you, flatten you. There are motherships in the upper layers of atmosphere of Jupiter, because then the pressure gets too much. These motherships were constructed Sirius B technology, Ashtar Galactic Command, and there's Averons of the Federation, I suppose. Then you have Venus. You have traces of an ancient civilizations which went on the ground. Sothi's facilities have been reused by the new colonies, the Metan, Dal, Celosi, Ahlan. They've improved them. So Venus actually it's very, very old facilities there, built by an ancient civilization coming from Alpha Centauri and actually Proxima, and there was a war and people were evacuated and colonies from Alpha Centauri came back later, the Metan and the Celosi, and they took Thesa facilities of their ancestors and settled there, and as colons, and that's so long ago. It's very, very long time ago. And then the Pleiadians came. The Ael and the Talon, the Council of Five, and until Tothis Day. Q. You said that there are no physical life forms on Venus' surface. But I heard there are giant brown bees that can stand heat of 220 degrees Celsius and live there? No, there is not. There is no carbon life form on Venus. There are no bees on Venus. Maybe in underground cities, although bees I think it's an Earth species. So they wouldn't have bees on Venus, no, but certainly not on the surface. We went through a hole in the clouds that was opened, and underneath this is sulfuric acid cloud ship, it's fine with that, but if we were to be outside because we couldn't breathe, we would be totally like destroyed by acid, like instant death. So no bees can't live in that. Then you go down on the surface and it's so hot that you can't really see clear, because it's all like the effects of heat, it's like blurry and you see calcinated peaks, it's very sharp. Everywhere calcinated peaks and it's liquor dark or black or dark brown or reddish. It's like not nice, there's no vegetation because to have bees you need flowers. In the book are also updates from about the war, all the what's happening in the star system since December 2020. So I've seen ships of the Dark Fleet. The Dark Fleet has many, many different models of ships, but they have the black triangles, they have beautiful profiled long ships all black with a dark grey with beautiful fluorescent lights, and they have great designed ships, pity their assaults. Elder Fleet Act attacking the Dark Fleet, I saw that. That was like scary moment, I wasn't there, I saw that by the eyes of Thorhan. 424. That leads us to Mars. I nearly crashed once there on Mars, but the story is in there. I was very mortified, Thorhan has good reflexes. What's happening on Mars? I tell everything about the Martian resistance. This is different species. I'm speaking about how the Galactic Federation has trained the Martian resistance by supplying weapons and training them to fight and supplying them ships and everything. Image, that's the resistance. That's a local reptilian, Martian. That's how they look like. They're not originally from Mars, they're not related to the Chicotnaga. They are different species. They have no spirit of conquest, they are nice people, but don't mess with them. That's one of them I've been shown. So you see, the head is more human-like. It's not like a chukar or an aga who have a kind of a crocodile face you.